Sunday night, Atlantic took a wife. Was little Bridget Daly, who would stick to him for life. He gave a wooden wedding day, a bend to celebrate. He sent out invitations to his friends, both poor and great. Now each one was supposed to bring a present made of wood. Some of the things they brought were bad and some were very good. It looked as though a lumberyard exploded in the room when Clancy gave a wedding made of wood. For there was all kinds of wood brought into the house that night. Hard wood, soft wood, kindling wood to light. Wooden shavings enough to fill a bed was brought to Clancy's house when he was 5 years wed. Now the first one to get there was Clancy's cousin Dan. He brought for a present a Japanese fan. Big Tim Maloney, just as neat as a pin. He brought a cradle for to rock the baby in. Murphy brought a sawhorse and Cassidy a tray. O'Brien sent a cord of wood for which he didn't pay. Dylan sent a keg of beer to keep the spirits up. Patrick Joseph Murphy sent a wooden bathtub. There was wood that came from China, wood that came from Spain, wood from Jerusalem across the region Maine, wood that came from Russia, sent by the Tsar, wood that came from Ireland enough to build a car, wood that came from England, wood that came from Wales, wood that came from Scotland, wood that came from jails. They passed around the whiskey and they passed around the ale. The glasses weren't big enough, they used a wooden pail. Everyone was feeling good, no one was feeling dry. All were in their glory and their glory it was high. Someone asked Clancy, would he sing a song? Clancy said he would, but his voice was gone. Big Tim Maloney, then he gave a recitation all about the kinds of wood that grew in every nation. To hold such a racket, I can't keep it mum. O'Brien called Maloney an educated bum. Up jumped Maloney and he hit him such a whack. He raised up a bump on the middle of his back. That was the signal and they all began to fight. The women hollered murder and they said it wasn't right. Murphy threw the poker and he hit O'Houlihan. O'Brien threw the kettle and he threw the frying pan. Patrick Joseph Murphy threw the window dove. Maloney sat down on a red hot stove. All kinds of wood was flying through the air. Brady hit O'Grady with the rung of a chair. Murphy grabbed Sullivan, threw him on the bed, stabbed him with a clothespin and left him there for dead. The police grabbed 25 and 30 got away, took him up before the judge the very next day. The judge looked him over as before him they stood, and he gave him 60 days in jail. Now they're all